You've stumbled into another nostalgic void. Drifting, searching with your rose-colored glasses. Fear not. What an Odd Cast is here to guide you. With hosts Jared Minnekeim, Anthony Denny, Michael Kennedy, and Sven Magnusson. Stay odd and hold on tight.
Welcome back to What an Odd Cast, episode 254. I'm your intro man, Michael Kennedy.
I am the middle one, Anthony Denny.
I'm here, Jared Minnekeim.
Sure are.
Yeah.
This was going to be the start of Musical May, but because these two chuckle fucks can't get their heads out of their asses, we're going to go ahead and postpone that for a little while because I have neither the time nor effort to give to a musical today. Thanks, guys. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We had technical problems.
No, you guys had technical problems. Mike was here, ready to record on time. These two assholes were like, let's try 7 different laptops. Nothing's downloaded on Anthony's laptop. They fucking knew this was happening. Like, come on, a little forethought, just all I'm asking. I really don't give a shit either way. Like, honestly, I don't actually give a fuck.
He's doing it for the show.
I'm doing a bit. Me and Anthony did already talk about this. Going into today, I did not have the mental bandwidth to do a musical. Full watch episode because...
Okay. Wow,
put your mind at ease a little bit. You don't have to worry
about it.
We had so much shit we wanted to talk about at the end of last week that I was like, fuck it, it's fine.
Yeah. True.
Yep.
Turn on the screen and turn on Oklahoma.
Right? No. Oh, it's a shock, surprise, here comes cats. No. I messaged Anthony at work and like I was like joking and gonna make you watch like Descendants or something. We just don't have a TV around and it's next week. We'll watch it. We have the rest of the month kind of planned out, me and Anthony do secretly. Hope you like Hugh Jackman and then cats.
Great name.
And then cats, because it's what we're doing.
Huge Jackman.
Cats, I expected. I've never seen any of them.
Cats. So. We're gonna watch the new one.
Tomorrow off.
Yeah.
So I might be making a slideshow so we can properly talk about cats.
Talk
about all the characters: Mr. Mistopheles, Skimbleshanks, Bustopher Jones.
Yes.
These are all real names.
The cats on the heavy side layer.
Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
It's a 5-minute song where they go Jellicle cats and Jellicle songs.
Yeah, that's for the end of the month though, so just be prepared for that.
I really want to get the 1990, I think is nine.
Yeah.
Broadway recording of
it. There were so many old people I knew that had that VHS.
Like,
I don't.
Everyone had it because it was a cultural phenomenon based on LSD.
My dead grandma, Betsy, who you've never met.
She's dead.
Well, it died before I.
She's like, "Who's coming in your dreams, Jared? Haunt your ass."
The cats, the animals. So everything she did, everything cats. And she, I have to, just let me say, she is not my biological grandmother. My grandpa Ernie remarried her after divorcing my grandma. Pretty sure she's a descendant of slave owners.
Okay.
Rich white people from the South.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Also, when going through her stuff, there was a Confederate flag in there. So.
Yeah, I mean, that a lot of people have Confederate flags. Where was she located at? Where was her house?
Virginia or Georgia.
Yeah, she's definitely a racist old white lady.
Yeah. I mean, she lives in fucking Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Living off of richness.
That. So. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think that they should have won.
She had stupid money. Like, she could buy front row tickets to Siegfried and Roy.
Did she get to see a Tiger Mall guy?
No, it was before.
Then what the fuck is the point of the getting the tickets the whole time?
Dude, I still can't believe that they never thought a tiger was gonna maul one of them.
You'd be amazed. People don't think they're chimps will, and it happens all the time.
Yeah, that's what the whole Planet of the Apes series is about.
We're making him smarter. No way this will ever go badly for us.
Have you got to make fun of gorillas because they could literally rip me in half both ways?
Yes.
Have you ever actually heard them thump their chest?
Yes, it's very.
Yeah, it's hollow.
Yeah, which is fucking hilarious. First time I saw that, I laughed. Because I'm like, that is so much more intimidating than movies. It's like the thunder of the chest. Yeah, and just...
No.
Again, they would rip me in half. Like so nothing. Easily.
Yeah.
God, I want to see a gorilla on steroids.
That, now that would be a sight. No. No.
I want to see a gorilla who goes to the gym on steroids.
Anthony's one of those people that's like, I watched the Olympics and none of these people allowed to do steroids. I want to see an Olympics where everyone does all the steroids. Well, really push the peak of human performance.
I think
performance.
There should be three Olympics.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're talking about this. Okay. So yes, the super drugs one. I want to see...
The SDG, yep. The super drugs games.
Everything's allowed except for like interfering with other people.
Sure, you can't cheat, I guess.
Yeah, can't cheat. So that's... the regular Olympics.
Yeah.
And then the Joe Schmoes. Whereas regular people like us. So there can be a proper comparison. Like,
he just, forgot about the Special Olympics, but that's fine.
Well, that already exists.
That's, so do the regular Olympics.
Yeah.
So you're invalidated your own point.
Well, then I want the fucking Joe Schmoes and the fucking... I don't know, Adonis.
American Gladiator.
I mean, it's fine.
Out.
Listen. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying you should just have four Olympics and not disenfranchise the special needs
let's
people.
Do four Olympics. We can do over a full month.
It's already over
Anthony,
a full month.
Do you
not watch the Olympics?
No.
But it's like 6 weeks during the summer, which is happening very soon, and Mike is very excited.
And what they should do is every event should have one representative from each.
That's not how that works either.
From each of the
four. That's not how that works. You don't sports well at all, do you, when it comes to international? I mean, I'm sure you could fake a baseball, a football, or a basketball.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to team sports in the Olympics, you got nothing,
dude,
huh?
I love watching ping pong.
Yeah, okay.
Anthony, you know what character you are in Jurassic World? You're the guy who came up with the Indominus Rex and Raptor because you were like, yeah, but what if we, though? Hear me out, though.
No, that man's Chinese and smart. Sorry. Yeah, I'm really not sorry.
No, you were the devil on his shoulder.
So, yes, but it can turn invisible. Tell them.
It's cuttlefish. Cuttlefish. Cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish.
Or the tapioca pudding.
Tapioca pudding! Tapioca pudding!
Good old fish! Okay!
It's a South Park reference for anyone that hadn't really figured that one out yet.
I love a human centipad.
I love you, human centipad. It can read.
Since we're talking about businesses and the things.
Sure.
Yeah. Helldivers 2.
What about it?
Did you not hear the fuck what happened?
I don't pay attention to Helldivers 2.
I've heard a few rumors of things. But
so, Helldivers 2, phenomenon of a game. You know, it's based off of Starship Troopers, so people are fucking proud of it.
Yeah.
It's a PlayStation...
I know what it is, but I don't know the news you're talking about.
Well, I'm also...
Oh, okay. So yeah, because the seven nerds that listen to us don't know what fucking Helldivers 2 is. We've talked about that length.
PlayStation and Steam.
Yep.
And PlayStation was like, oh, you know what? This game's very popular. Yeah, in order to play this, now you have to make a PlayStation account.
Yeah, I saw
that. If you can't, sucks to be you. Even though you purchased it.
Yep.
We're just blocking in your country now.
Yep.
It went from highly positive reviews to negative reviews in 24 hours.
I love it so much.
Like 200,000 negative
reviews. You were this close, PlayStation. This close to, like, when you were talking to Xbox, you're like, yeah, you know, we could probably port that over. And everybody was like, yes, finally, you're going to do what we want.
Nope.
This isn't what anybody wanted.
Nope.
Yeah. Let's see
the opposite of what everyone wanted.
I just gotta fix my birthday because.
God damn it.
It's different now, but. PlayStation today went back on their word.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That backfired immediately.
They said, as of the update, it's not gonna happen anymore. You guys don't have to do it.
It's like when Xbox and PlayStation were like, yeah, we're talking about maybe putting ads in the middle of games, and everybody just uproared at them. They were like, okay, maybe we won't. You know, just an idea.
Here's the thing. If it's going to be like on the loading screen and it's going to be like a 15-second ad that I'm going to ignore anyway.
Sure.
Right. And by that, he means as long as it's not like taking time up, like, yeah, during the loading screen.
Yeah, it's like, it's like in Halo when you go to, like, the next, it's like right there in the load bars, like, loading the next one. Like, as soon as it's done, you have to stop the ad, regardless.
That's a drop off.
Yeah. Back to positive, though, I see.
Back to positive. Because of today, but...
Holy shit. That's so negative.
Jesus.
That's just the worst.
I would like to show you, that is 50,000 right there.
Yep.
So, is well beyond that. That's probably 100,000 negative reviews.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they done fucked up.
Yeah, no, that's pretty fucking bad.
Which is great, because now I might buy it.
I would if I didn't need a PlayStation, because
I think my computer can, my laptop can run it.
Your laptop will kill itself.
I can run Fallout in Vegas,
buddy. That's a 4-year-old laptop at this point. It's basically
this is like an 8-year-old laptop.
Oh, it's even worse. It's obsolete. It's obsolete.
Yeah, no, this thing is fucking dead.
It's on
this
its
thing
last
is
leg.
One virus, dude, from death.
You download it. It shows you the menu and then it explodes.
Starts smoking.
It's beautiful.
I have to play on low resolution.
Laggy as shit.
Yeah, my ping is fucking 999.
Ping, ping.
But luckily,
your team's miles away. You can't catch up.
It just glitches ahead all of a sudden. You actually take out everyone in your path. They're just dead.
Like the old school lag switches.
Uh-huh. Yep.
God, I always wanted to make a lag switch, but I was never allowed to. My mom said I shouldn't mess with electricity.
I didn't know that was a thing, so that I'm glad to see they backed out on it, but still,
took a weekend.
I can't believe they teased that idea. Like, how did you think that was going
to
go?
Well, they wanted it because they wanted all the, you
money.
Know.
Well, yeah, they want to have exclusivity because they don't have other things
also
anymore.
Also, it'll show a whole bunch of accounts being created.
Yeah, it would.
So, that's
money.
Good for the socks.
Money.
Yep, money.
Speaking of money.
Yeah.
It's that time of year again, or time of week again. It's time for the One Piece watch.
Oh.
We're going on the Grand Line. Gaio, Gaio.
Dreaming. Don't give it up, Zolo.
Don't give it up.
Yo, here's a story all about how the treasure.
Monkey D. Luffy. Yo ho, he's made of rubber. Yo ho ho, and a gum.
Gaio, Gaio.
Anyway, I was.
Damn, poor kids.
Yeah, really bad.
Dude, it's so,
his name's Zolo. He's just like a samurai in the LADY. Nami's not shy.
Usopp's doing that marksman thing. And Sanji's cooking for the Wooden
Chopters.
King.
Doctoring.
No, folks, you're not having a stroke. They are attempting to rap.
Gaio,
Gaio. You've not heard it.
It's
no.
Oh, it's so great.
It's so.
No, I didn't watch it growing up and whatnot, so I have no idea.
I didn't realize that wasn't the theme song because I was a dumb 9-year-old at the time. However, I was talking with Anthony, and where I am, I just entered the county or the country of Wano. For those of you who don't know, this is like the biggest arc in One Piece, essentially.
Yeah.
It's fucking forever.
Yeah.
And like, I am 10 episodes into Wano and nothing has happened yet. So, it's very foreboding, but I was talking with Anthony over the weekend, is like, I am to get caught up to where they are currently in the anime and the manga, I am from the very first episode till the very end of Water 7 away. I am 213 episodes away. That is all of it. That is everything in Arlong Park, everything in the East Blue, into the Grand Line, past fucking Alabasta, past Skypiea, past Long Ring, Long Island, like through Enies Lobby, like the two big arcs that everyone talks about being the pinnacle of, from the beginning until that is how many episodes I have to be caught up.
The episodes, just to let you know, came out in 2004.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, Mike literally has to watch five years of episodes.
Fucking One Piece. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, listen,
but
when did the Wano episodes come out?
Wano's came out in 2019, I think. And they stopped in 2024, the beginning of this year.
Yeah, Wano is.
With Egghead. 2019 to 2024.
Yeah,
1,113.
1,085.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Oda.
Yes, that's how far away. I am that far away.
My,
I will be caught up by the end of the year.
God.
But the issue is by the time I get caught up, One Piece will end, and because I like spoilers, I'll watch it all because it's really fun. But, like, I know that the One Piece is just the friends you made along the way. Like, that
I
is,
swear to God, Oda.
It has to be. Please, Oda, because that is exactly what fucking Goldie Roger would leave as the One Piece, if you think about it.
I will spend $100, get a passport, go to Japan, find this man, and beat his head with a hammer.
It's the friends you made along the way.
I wouldn't do that. No. It's Oda's story. If that's how he wants to end it, I'm sure he'll do it great.
It's been great so far, but like the friends,
if I see the words friends along the way, I'm stopping.
I had to because it's gonna be amazing when that actually is. I'm looking so forward to it. So I really don't have like an update on the One Piece watch because it'll be like every 4 weeks that something interesting happens in this goddamn podcast.
Gotta wait till you meet Odin.
I met the girl who can pull balls out of her cheeks. She's a tiny girl.
I don't know.
She pulls balls out of her cheeks.
I only know like the
kind of thing
to
get
you
arrested
like
in some
Odin.
Circles.
I've met Odin yet.
Have you met Odin though?
No.
Okay. Two different people.
No, we're at a tea house because she drank the dirty water.
I've been there.
And she's eating sweet bean soup.
I've seen it.
Disgusting freak.
Just man drinks stagnant water.
That's why he has the cure for blood in his cancer. Or cure for cancer in his blood.
Cure for blood in his cancer.
I mean, that's actually true. My statement was not
that
false.
That feels like a threat.
Doc, you gotta help me.
Cure your blood.
This cancer's killing me. No, son, the vampires have risen, and you have the cure.
Your blood's cure. We're just gonna leak you.
It's such a good segue that you set up, but I'm not ready to talk about it. Instead, I need to bitch about JoJo Siwa for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, the inventor
There's
of
so much
Oh,
there.
My God.
So much
fuck.
To talk about. Okay, so like everyone now is aware that she bought the rights to Karma, which was both a Miley song and a Britt Smith song.
Yeah.
And Britt Smith has since released it, and it fucking blew JoJo's out of the water because JoJo
was a better song.
It's a better song. And have you ever seen the Vanilla Ice interview? I sent this to Jared.
Yep.
Where he's talking, where he says it's different and it's
not.
Yeah,
no, we change it. We just remove a couple last little things.
That is what JoJo Siwa is doing in one of her interviews. She's like, no, we did a bunch of other stuff. We made it cool and we did this like resin and it's the exact same fucking song.
She was literally like, yeah, you know, I went in and I changed a few things. Somebody analyzed it. Like, she changed one word.
It is a note. It is like a note.
Exactly. You didn't change anything to anyone can
tell.
Like, nothing.
Jack shit. And, like, here's the thing. I have JoJo Siwa songs on my running playlist because it has a decent beat to it, so you can keep that. You can keep the pace with it. It's like one or two. It's not anything like Karma or anything, right?
I'm surprised it's not your ringtone.
I know it's sucked mine. Down into the TikToks sometimes.
Oh, like the seedy bitch it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know that JoJo Siwa, I think she's 19, 20. She's like 19 or 18, one of the two.
I think she just turned 18.
JoJo Siwa, but I'm
I know.
To.
It's
she drives around a car with her own face on it.
Multiple cars with her own face on it. Is she 20?
Yep, she'll be turning 21 this
soon.
Month.
Right,
but she's a bad girl. Don't I got to keep that in mind.
Because I'm a bad girl.
Oh, thank you for letting me manage my history immediately. Look at that.
Are you
don't want this
you, did you mean to look up JoJo Siwa? No, I didn't.
You know
what?
You're right. I'm just going to delete that.
When? Okay, so.
Nobody means
she,
to.
What, so she's a child star from, like, what?
Dance Moms?
Right.
Yes.
And she kind of exploded as, like, the most popular one.
It was like the Honey Boo Boo, but.
Yeah, do you.
In a
better way because she actually has money. Honey Boo Boo doesn't have shit anymore because that whole thing came out. That's a fun story. When JoJo Siwa turned 18, she kicked her parents out of her house because she bought that house.
As you should.
Right? And they were just living here, so they had to go buy their own fucking house. Isn't that fucking wild? Like, what the fuck?
The day my kid comes in, like, all right, bitches, you're being evicted. What do you mean? I just bought the fucking house. Uh-huh. I'd be like, where's my gun? Yeah. Get the gun. Just...
I mean, now, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Poor JoJo is definitely, you know, child trauma. We all know. We've all seen Quiet Onset. We all know how it goes.
Yes and so, no, but yes.
Plus, I'm pretty sure a lot of this is manufactured. Like she's this whole personality of hers is manufactured,
no.
Trying to do something to make it herself popular.
No, I think this is just who she is because this is who she is.
So it's the mental break thing.
Yeah. She was never allowed to grow up, so this is what she thinks grown ups do.
And she keeps calling Miley as like a inspiration at times too. Just like, you know, what they did, but I'm doing it different, and no one's done it quite like me. And I know everyone says, like, Miley,
she humps a girl on a beach in the music video.
Yeah, that's her whole music video.
Little Nas X did it better.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you can't really top riding a pole down to hell and giving the devil a lap dance.
Amazing. And it just, like, every so often it comes up, and everyone's like, is JoJo okay? No, this girl has never been okay. Like,
this is the result, I feel,
of a
spoiled child who was given way too much money and fame all at once. And I don't necessarily know if the parents tried to rein her in, or if they were just like, she's the star, I gotta let her do her thing. It's like, this has gotten away from you now.
Yeah, she's like your sister.
She owns, like... And then what I love is, like, so she has her own female band that she, like, sponsors and does. It's, like, XOXO or XOOMG Pop. Mm-hmm. I pulled that one out of the ether. And apparently, get this, they don't like working for her because, and get this, she's a cunt.
Wow. I would have never thought. What? Man. Michael, you are spreading lies about my favorite star.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
There we go. That's better. That's better.
Allegedly is great.
And yet you won't watch Letterkenny. There's a whole subplot about two dudes fucking an ostrich. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But yeah, no, allegedly she's
a
giant cunt.
A bucket and hop up there. Allegedly.
But like, yeah, it's fucking, and like every so often it comes on where she's like doing JoJo's doing interviews. And I'm like, who the fuck trained this girl? Like, this woman needs a PR rep something bad.
It's like, see, I'm all for her kicking out her parents because they were probably...
moochers.
Yeah, moochers taking advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she clearly needs... someone to help her.
What got to me? Is when she says at 19 she has her sperm donor lined up because she wants two kids. She has the names picked out, and because she has so much money, she'll just spin the sperm until she gets the men. Genetic whatever, modification, whatever. Like
in Gattaca.
Because that's the only life she knew. That is the only life these kids will know.
Hurt people,
and
hurt
it is
people.
Not fair for the
this
kids.
This is the next wave
It is
of
much
Kardashians.
Like when Brad, like Angelina Jolie's daughter.
I
can't remember. Yeah. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's daughter. Like, they, all those kids were kind of kept separate until
Shiloh,
until she wanted to be in, like, the public light and things like that. Like, but, like, those kids will be all over the fucking internet. Also, I don't want to see a pregnant JoJo Siwa. That's just
it's gonna be just reality TV show just, right there.
Oh, fuck off! It will be, won't you, bastard? Don't you?
I already called. I was like, this is the next Kardashian is coming up right here, right now. Call it now. Keeping up with the Siwas.
Seeing the Siwas.
Seeing
the Siwas.
Fuck
yeah!
Stop it, you two. You're gonna will this into existence.
HGTV will call us right now. We gotta stop.
We gotta cash in on this more, guys. Like, if we're gonna will it into existence, we gotta get some monetary shit out of it.
I swear, one of these making sure that this is TM all the way down.
And the two prequel episodes, Sleeping with Siwa.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. She's going to have an old man.
No.
She's going to make a porn.
She's too...
And then her dad's going to let out the next OJ.
She's too her public image to do that. So
no.
Yes. Yes. She wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, she still got her, like, bow tie.
Yeah, she still got her massive deal with Target.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know? She's got she makes millions on selling bow ties. Yeah.
Because also, she's a girl with, like, no hairline.
Yeah. Also, what I love is, like, she did the Karma music video, which is literally her in, like, Gene Simmons makeup.
Yep.
Which she said she didn't know and then redacted that real fucking quick. And she's humping a chick on the beach. And the next time she performs it, she's in her fucking, like, silver skirt with that rainbow makeup on. And you're like, "That you realize that didn't work out, huh? You realize that maybe that's not who you are, huh? Maybe."
But it's all part of figuring out my identity.
Fuck off. So, we're all still trying to figure out our identity. Shut up. Use your money. Drive your fucking Tesla and be done.
Gene Simmons to Ace Frehley.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
Boy George, really.
The spaceman.
No.
She had the sharpness of the eyes, but they were
covered in rainbows.
Shiny metal.
Rainbows. Excuse me.
What the fuck is that?
What?
I don't know. It's a kiss, but he has an onk on his face.
Onk.
Yeah, I just we started talking about it at the end of last week, and I had to bring it up because I sent Jared, I know you're not in on the Siwa TikTok, but like this is Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
This is like Vanilla Ice trying to cover his own ass, and it didn't fucking work. It's like just own up to it. Say it wasn't your song. You didn't write it. The lyrics were already written. You changed one thing, and two other people have already recorded this and did it better because they didn't make it a lesbian sex scene on a beach. A bad lesbian sex scene on a beach.
Oh, bad.
It's like, where in your brain, and I don't know, because I'm not in the child star light, you know, I don't, or the pop culture of that nature,
yep.
But how is it that you think you go from child star to be like, I'm going to come out as my next thing and I'm all grown up, lesbian?
Well, she's been a lesbian since she's been 17.
Like,
that was a big coming out for her.
No, the thing is, and I'm not, again, this is speaking from no experience.
It's like, to each their own, but why is that like the...
It's trying to be controversial.
But it's not controversial. None of it is controversial. It's more cringy than controversial.
Yes, yeah, but I didn't say that it's successful.
Well,
because I'm sure that she saw like Little Nas X and Miley Cyrus do something.
Miley Cyrus
like
came out
ball.
Swinging on a fucking wrecking ball and twerking on Rob Thicke's dick.
So people were like, "Oh, so she probably saw that." I was like, "Oh, I gotta go so extreme." And people were like, "Yeah, people are gay. Okay, and
No one.
Like, the issue is it like
that much.
Like Miley?
Good for you.
Skin
but,
tight,
you know.
MTV Music Awards with Robin Thicke." With Blurred Lines, and then the Wrecking Ball, and then even like Britney did it before, and it's
a cycle.
Didn't work out for you know, anyone. It worked out for Miley. She's doing fine, but she's back to her roots, and she had mommy and daddy's money the entire time.
Anyway. Well, I think the difference with Miley Cyrus is she was doing it because she felt like she needed to. She needed to figure her out herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she did.
Yeah,
but she didn't. I wouldn't say she never went back to Miley. Hannah Montana.
No,
which is good.
No. The other issue that I have with the joke. We've been talking.
That's best friends with fucking Dolly Parton.
It's her godmother. Or actual grandmother. It's her godmother. Yes.
I have heard that before.
So Miley Cyrus is gonna get Dollywood?
No. No. Just deep family friends.
Like blood related.
Yeah. Dollywood will go into the ether afterwards. It'll be run
it'll
by.
Return
like,
to its home.
This
world.
Is the longest time three straight men have ever talked about JoJo Siwa, and it's starting to get to me even. The issue that I have, the final issue that I have with JoJo Siwa coming doing this thing is like the build up to it was like, oh, it's gonna be raunchy. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be like it's not for children anymore. I mean, you blur out the one scene of you humping a chick on a beach, and it. It's just a dark music video.
I'm a bad mother freaker now.
Right. Karma's a bitch. That's like
that. Get a known man.
Ah, you know it, Jared. It's so bad, isn't it?
I haven't listened to know it.
Oh my god, it's just like, just, and it's, I just,
yeah,
you're lucky.
I can't wait till we're lucky. Big enough, and I get to go through this and come out with my sexual awakening. It's gonna be me, dude. And just like, you know, the one gnome from Romeo and Juliet that's just in like a green
bathing
suit. Yep. That's what I'm wearing everywhere. That's where I that's what I'm gonna be wearing on live stages and everything, just covering nipples and junk. That's the only thing.
Yeah, what I'll do is cover the bubble. Live interviews and stuff like that. I'll shave half my head. Yeah. Damn. And then the moment I would just shave off the rest of it so it evens out and grows back normal.
Yeah, no. I just had to talk about that because we're talking about that.
No, that's perfectly understandable.
My arm is like perfectly bouncing off the fucking sun. So every time my arm is resting is right, then I move it. Look at this fucking. I mean, you can't really see because it's blocking the butt.
Oh, I can see what you're.
Like, look at the shadow of my monitor. Just.
Whoa.
You're such a fucking squirrel.
Dude, I'm so fucking pale today, apparently.
I
so pale.
Oh, yeah, no, the JoJo thing, it was all over the place, and I was just like, what in the
like, I thought for sure, by the time we got to record again, it would have been dead in the water, and it just
isn't. It's going.
Like, she's like, she's doing that one interview, she's like, yeah, how old are you? She's like, I'm like 29. Yeah, that's the age that judges me. As they should, as your elder, bitch.
I used to know a guy way back when whose name was Siwa.
Yeah?
Yeah. I miss him. He was my friend back in California when I was a condor. Or was that Sidewinder?
It's fine.
I don't remember either way.
Anyway.
But his name was Siwa. And dude, Siwa, if you're out there, it's me, Anthony. It was either at... Oh God, what was it?
I'm going to bleep all this.
I don't remember. But if you lived in 29 Palms and your name was Siwa... There was a guy who wore a Batman shirt. That was me.
That's so undescriptive. You know what? It doesn't even matter if I bleep, but no one's going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
Let me explain the Batman shirt.
Yeah, you had a Batman shirt. We get it.
No, it wasn't Batman shirt. You had a Batman obsession.
It was a set. We all do. Batman shirt, Batman tidy whities.
But I'm sure he didn't see your tidy whities.
No, but my sisters told him.
I mean, that's fine, but like...
Were you trying to hit on him? Was this your gay phase? And like, she was like, I'm going to ruin your chances.
No.
This man had won the gay phase.
No, what it was, he's like, oh, cool shirt. She's like, yeah, he's got matching underwear. Which, when you're in first grade, that's fucking horrible.
I don't know. Mental. I never had that issue.
Second grade. Yeah, you have to have friends in order for it to happen.
That's fair. That's fair.
What grade? I just like
first
to,
or second.
You know, Anthony just likes to point out the fact that I was held back in grade school and
you
had to make.
Back?
Yeah, fucking yeah. Now you feel real good about yourself, don't you?
Way to go,
fucking
asshole.
Dick!
Did you eat the paste?
No, I couldn't read. It's not that I couldn't read, I just didn't want to read. I didn't like reading. And they're like, he can't read. No, I can't. We think you should be held back a grade. And now even my parents are like, yeah, that was probably a mistake. We probably should have just let you struggle in second grade. You would have figured it out. Yeah, thanks. Had to make all new friends that I don't talk to anymore. You know who I still talk to? Some of the people I should have graduated with.
You know, couldn't read until second grade. I just pretended.
He's like that one dude from Hey Arnold, Oscar, who's, again, the biggest piece of shit in the world.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Oh, my God, dude. Did you cry?
No, it was The Magic Treehouse. That was the first book I read.
And now he doesn't read at all, so that's fine.
Well, now I know it's because I'm dyslexic.
And sure, you don't like to read. You don't have to make excuses for your learning disabilities.
I just
you don't like. You have a book right there that you bought. Said, "Oh, that looks interesting. I'll probably read that." How many pages you've read?
It's not really a book to read.
What kind of?
Is it a fucking encyclopedia?
No, it's a bunch of like what ifs.
Then there's no.
It's actually very digestible because it's in short bursts, which Anthony's brain should be able to process.
It's like this book I used to read as a kid, where it was a bunch of what ifs. Where I remember the cover was a guy blowing square bubbles,
uh-huh.
And the question was like, why aren't bubbles square? Why are they always spherical?
Okay,
shit like that. Uh-huh. I read about some researchers who were trying to produce sperm cells from bone marrow stem cells.
Uh-huh.
If a woman were to have sperm cells made for her own sperm and impregnated herself, what would the relationship be to her daughter? Well, this is
It's a really weird fucking one you open to, huh, bud?
Yeah. Well, I do have an answer for that. You know what that would be? Super incest.
It's immaculate conception.
Super incest.
That's what happens with the midichlorians.
That's how we're going to get Jedi.
It's the first Jedi.
Oh, my God.
No. That's what it is. It's just the inbreds just have a bunch of midichlorians they haven't discovered yet.
That's why they can't die off.
Exactly. That's why they keep breeding.
That's why I survived.
Probably. You got a higher count than Master Yoda. Banjos are just lightsabers somehow.
I don't know. Oh, my God. I would love that. Okay, so what part of the banjo would be the lightsaber?
Well, that's why they
see the strings to the neck.
That's why they duel. Oh my God! You fucking asshole!
All right, now I gotta fucking see. No,
it's the bottom. It's the bottom part. They gotta flip it over, and it's not really a lightsaber. It's like a light sphere, and it's like an axe kind of thing. And each like chord you can resonate, and it expands a little bit.
That's not helpful.
That's just a dude singing. That's just a man.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly, Anthony.
That was 10 seconds of Star Wars theme on banjo by Bryce Mullins. Everyone, check out Bryce Mullins' guitar on YouTube. Watch the full video.
Oh, God. On the topic of famous people, get this while it's hot, since it's new and it's trending everywhere. Fuck it.
So we're 3 weeks behind.
Kendrick and Drake?
No, the Rose of Tom Brady, just because that's fucking everywhere.
Never
going
to watch it. Haven't seen it yet.
I didn't plan on watching it. It keeps popping up, so I was like, fuck it, I'll see the clip thing. And yeah, no, he was definitely uncomfortable, because like people the jokes that were made were... You're supposed to get roasted, and they went very hard on him for his entire career, from divorce to every time he cheated to everything. And there were definitely times where, like, the smile he had is the same kind you'd see if he just won a game where he's like, I just want to fucking be out of here. I don't want to.
Wait, was this on Comedy Central?
I think it's Netflix.
When the fuck did Netflix start doing roasts?
Kim Kardashian.
They've bought up
it.
A shit ton of comedic stuff as the past couple years. I don't know what it is that they're doing.
I only use Netflix for Johnny Test, so I wouldn't
know. I mean, that's fair.
Dude, I'm about to watch Delicious Dungeon.
You know, he made a joke about... Oh, God, I think it might have been the owner of the Patriots. I didn't know well enough. But Jeff Ross made a joke
about...
The
Bill Belichick one? I just watched it.
Oh, no, there was just a different one. I don't remember the guy's name because I don't know enough about Tom Brady to give a shit. But I want to say it's probably the owner of the Patriots, somebody that was big to him that was an older man. And they talked about something about massages, and like Brady gets up, like leans into him and whispers something. And everybody was like, yeah, no, he told him don't say that shit again. And then sat back down. And they're like, yeah, he could. There were some jokes he was not fucking taking.
That, it's like his ego is so large. He's like, I want to have a roast. And everybody's like, wow.
Yeah.
With a Roger.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No one saw me remove the fake sunglasses. I mean, Mike and Jared did, but that's what I did.
Yes. Oh, I just watched that episode of American Dad the other day.
It. And he fucked it.
If for drugs,
that was Tom.
Like, he made out a drug for $1 million for drugs. And in the memo line, for drugs, yo.
there was a joke in there, something about... Like that, with his wife divorcing him, was like she's gonna deflate more balls than you did in your career.
Come on, that's funny.
That's a good one.
Like, but there was some like stellar. I think I saw a bit. It was Burke Kreischer, Tom Segura went up and they compared him to serial killers and are like, you know what kind of man's like good at things like this? A fucking psychopath. And like we're talking about his life and they're like, you know who else? Dahmer and this and that. And I'm just like, ooh. And he still had that same grin, and it's like, oh, no, he's uncomfortable as fuck for, like, everything that they're doing.
I'm sure he
this.
Went home and cried to his millions of dollars.
Yes. Just
and kissed his son just to let him know he loves him still. You never get out of my brain.
It's fine. The man has so much money. But it's one of those things where, like, I don't particularly like roasts all that much, right? Because
that's,
it's not...
That's fair.
You're mean.
It's not even that they're mean. It's just like...
Rude.
Like, we did one with Jared, kind of. It was kinda half-hearted and half-assed. Yeah,
you know.
But, like...
Did we win Jared to pull a Tom Hardy?
Yeah, basically.
Well, we didn't want him to pull. What's the time code?
For 39 minutes.
I'm gonna need you to bleep this.
Oh boy. Oh, okay. It's 39 minutes. Yeah, all right.
Yep. So that is a deep inside cut for anyone that needs to know, but doesn't need to know. But that's kind of why we didn't go that hard on him. So, but like, it's like when Justin Bieber reached out to Comedy Central and was like, "Hey, can I get a roast?" And like, you got to become like a bigger person and do some weird shit. And then he became a bigger person, did some weird shit, and like, "Can I have a roast now?" And like, "Yeah, fine." And it just wasn't any good.
See, my biggest problem with roasts, and I get the point of them is to be as crass as possible.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's crass. Sometimes it's just like, okay, that's just not even funny.
Well, it's because either everything's on the table or nothing's on the table, right? And I hate being that kind of guy, but Jimmy Carr, he's the British comedian. Have you ever seen his interview about like when he gets canceled?
No.
He's like, I don't worry about being canceled. What the worst joke I've ever told, I've already told, and some crypto archaeologist on the internet's gonna go and find it and bring it up 10 years later, and they're gonna try to cancel me. And he already had everything planned out. He's gonna come out and he's gonna go, "I'm sorry." And people are gonna be like, "You didn't mean that." And he's gonna be like, "Oh, so I can say something and not mean it. Now you're getting it." Which is a fucking great take, and I live my life by that right now. It is so good.
I don't
know
how I feel about Jimmy Carr.
He's a decent person, a comedian. He is slightly problematic.
I know he's got that weird laugh.
Yeah, because he laughs on the inhale, not the exhale.
Oh my god. What? Speaking of things with comedians that are not good.
Okay.
What movie came out?
Did you know Jerry Seinfeld
did a
Pop-Tarts movie?
Unfrosted! Yes!
I watched a thing about it because I was like, I don't know this was a thing, and I currently don't have Netflix. It's like, fuck it. What the hell did you do? And then I just sat the whole time going,
yep.
Yeah, okay, yep. So, all right, that's the thing they decided to make, huh?
Unfrosted,
My favorite thing that's come out from this is the low-key beef between Rob McElhenney and Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, God, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, where...
I have not heard about
Jerry Seinfeld said in an interview, he's like, "Oh, yeah, there was an episode of Seinfeld that you can't do nowadays, you know, where Kramer just paid a bunch of homeless people to do stuff for you. You can't do that nowadays." And Rob McElhenney put a picture of Rickety Cricket and said, "Bet." That was it.
That's just fucking funny.
One image, one word. And he's just like, I'm like, Jerry Seinfeld, your comedy is okay.
I never watched Seinfeld growing up.
It's not for us.
So when I get home at night after work, Comedy Central is only playing? It is Seinfeld until 7 o'clock. From fucking noon until 7, it is Seinfeld.
Comedy Central?
Comedy Central.
When the fuck did they start? I know TNT
fucking
did
like
that all
a
the
year
time.
Ago. They bought like, the rights because
or no,
Netflix.
TBS, that was their big thing, was like, Family Seinfeld. Guy, then straight into Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so now it's all Seinfeld. So here's autism's coming out. Saturday mornings.
Woo, woo,
Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, right? If I'm not running a 5K or doing something with someone, like I typically watch TV and just... Do you know from fucking 7 until noon, do you know what's on Saturdays and Sundays?
I do not, Michael. What's
it
on?
Is, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is Parks and Recreations. From noon until 7, do you know what's on?
I do not.
Well, you should. I just told you.
Seinfeld.
It's Seinfeld. And then from 7 until whatever stupid fucking movie they have playing, do you know what's on?
Seinfeld?
It's The Office.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's the thing.
When the fuck?
I have just stopped watching Comedy Central, essentially.
That's fair, yeah.
I go to FX because they run fucking Futurama, American Dad, and King of the Hill. Do you know what I love about Sundays?
What?
At noon.
It's got covered in chocolate at, and cherries.
No, at noon. There's an Easter Bunny one I want you to watch. At noon, it starts King of the Hill till about 4 o'clock when it starts The Simpsons.
Okay.
And then sometimes they have American Dad on afterwards or Family Guy. And I don't even like Family Guy all that much. But you know what it's not? It's not Parks and Recreation, Seinfeld, and The Office. I don't like any of those shows.
That's Jerry. It's fair.
And like, here's the thing. I have been forced to watch more Seinfeld in the past
Seinfeld is
6 months
than
I have in my entire life. And here's the thing. I still know what the fuck is going on. Is Seinfeld just about Jerry?
Yes.
Being Jerry.
Yes.
And made it in, so it's about nothing. Yeah. And so that he got famous for nothing. Sitcom.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about...
I don't want to hear anyone talk shit about the Big Bang Theory when that shit exists right now, too.
No, it's awful.
They're awful.
They're all awful. Friends, bad.
I never watch Friends.
Don't tell.
Hey, listen. There's a bunch of women out there that think I know what Friends is, and I don't. They're... So, like, this is a secret between us three gentlemen and whoever listens.
My
to this
mom
podcast.
Used to watch it, and I had to watch it if I wanted to watch Survivor.
There are some jokes in Seinfeld that stuck with me.
Yeah,
because like my grandpa Anderson was a huge fan, so like I would watch it with him most of the time. I didn't hate it, but it's definitely a show where it's not for everybody. Because no, it literally has fucking nothing going on. Yeah. It's just random life jokes that might get you. Yeah,
it's for like that generation
it really is.
The city.
Yep.
It helps if you're Jewish.
It does.
Well, but, that's not in my family, so no, I don't know what helped us.
The thing is, well, because you tried to exterminate them.
That's wrong fair. Side of the family.
Ah.
The others are Swedish.
Ah.
So you just abstain from it.
And Scottish.
Like every sitcom, no matter how bad they are, they always have good jokes. There's always like a few good jokes at least. Like,
yeah.
I think like I'm not a big fan of Big Bang Theory, but you know there was this joke that sticks in my head forever.
Yeah,
it's Howard and Raj,
uh-huh.
And then Walton Goggins comes up. It
oh
says,
my God.
"Which one of you is what's Raj's character's name?
Kuchar Pali.
Kuchar Pali." And then Howard says, "Really? You couldn't tell which one of us was it?" And which Walton Goggins' character responds, "Well, I could, but I wasn't being racist."
It's so good.
And it's such a funny fucking joke.
And it's Walter Goggins, too. I fucking forgot about that episode.
And I'm like, that's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Because it's like, I just wasn't trying to be racist. Coming from Walton Goggins, guy who's been typecast for
fucking
like
amazing. Amazing.
Okay. Also, recently found out he's a junior.
Yeah, he's
fucking junior. Which means there's a Walter Goggins.
Now that we're on Walter Goggins, and Anthony has finally watched the fucking YouTube clip of Baby Billy singing,
"There'll be
a payday. There will come a payday someday."
That man walked
someday.
Across a whole resort in a seashell.
Yes,
saying one line over and over.
I mean, it's a whole song.
Half like 90% of the words were
I had that song memorized when that fucking episode came out. It was the most amazing thing.
I have not laughed any harder than watching that being like, what the fuck is this? The confusion I was having was making it so much funnier with zero context.
Just please watch the Righteous Gemstones.
Walton Goggins,
it's such
a
good
show.
Fucking
so good.
Platinum white wig.
Just with like the fucking 70s glasses. Yeah.
I'm just like, this man is... Something happened to
he
this man.
He is what the kids would say, surfing cunt. So much
cunt. Is that what the kids are saying?
That is what the kids are saying
oh
these
God.
Days.
Let me tell you. So, Heather is a teacher. And every now and then, she'll come up to me and she'll ask me, like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm a bit more internet inclined. And this one kid, she had a list.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me, what do these words mean?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know. I'm so far removed. Like, I know what Skibidi is, and that's, like, the extent of my knowledge. I reached out to my little sister. I'm like, Sophia, please, help me.
Help me decipher the code.
And she's like, I'm not going to say what half of those mean.
Oh, that's not good.
And,
yeah, that's
and fun. Then, like, she pointed out, and it's in my fucking history, I'll have to find it.
Didn't you just Urban Dictionary him?
No, because it was a lady.
Mm.
So it was the name. I'm like, who is this? Because I don't want to look up a porn star and all
what's
that.
What's the porn? What's the name?
No, she was a very athletic blonde. pretty lady.
Yes, so Mike's going to say probably, the same thing again.
Probably got that one. Probably got that one. Jesus Christ.
No, that's a porn he's going to watch later, and that's the one he watched earlier.
I don't know. I'm just getting a bunch of sock pedals off that. Yep. But it's just like, I that was the first time I felt old, and then I had to explain skibbity toilet to my 30-year-old wife.
Yep.
Oh, somebody brought that up to her, huh?
Well, skibbity. She's like, yeah. What is skibbity? Why do I keep seeing skibbity? What is skibbity? I'm like, Heather, it's the toilet man.
Yeah, it's the toilet man.
She's like, what
another internet
like
trend.
That?
No.
She's like, don't make me explain the man.
Yeah. don't go down that
And then road I found this great TikTok of a man explaining the word skibbity.
It's fucking awesome.
Where it broke it down, and he's like, you could equate it very similar to Scooby-Doo. Because Scooby-Doo comes from Frank Sinatra going dooby-dooby-dooby-doo. And Skibbity is also just some random scatting that people... So...
I hate everything that you just said.
But yes, but please watch...
I don't know half the things I said, Jared!
But please watch The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
You will love The Righteous Gemstones. Listen, I won't force you to watch One Piece. I won't even force you to watch Letterkenny. But, like, for the love of God, The Righteous Gemstones is, like, a cinematic masterpiece of all things good. It has John Goodman in it, for God's sakes. It's amazing.
Unfortunately, you have got me at the wrong time, because I've already got my next hyperfixation.
Which is what?
Another Fallout New Vegas playthrough.
Fuck off! Fuck Fallout! Just fucking
fuck go doing a Melee NCR build!
Play the relationship stone! You have so much time to see. Your son would like this show, too. It's lots of colors.
It's got
a good message in Jesus. Sometimes it has a...
Like,
2% of the time it has a good message in Jesus.
Jesus messages, we're doing VeggieTales.
Do the Righteous Gemstones. Just watch the fucking Righteous Gemstones. And Walter Goggins is in it so much more than you think he is, too. Anytime you think he's gone, he just fucking shows up.
Right back.
Baby at least Bob Bunkers.
I got a new idea I want to throw right by you now.
Bob Lala.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, you should, though.
It's great.
Michael's great. It is a great show.
Fucking great. I started watching Eastbound and Down because of it, too, so.
Ooh. Actually,
not that great, but Danny.
You don't like that one?
I'm not far enough in to really be, but, like, I'm watching anything with Danny McBride in it at this point.
Okay.
Are you going to watch that one where he's a medieval guy with James Franco? And
yep.
There's also Vice Principals.
Oh, I forgot about Vice Principals. Yeah,
because it has Walt Goggins in
it. It does, because he's the Vice Principal. Oh, my God. So excited. Ah.
Watch Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No.
Walt Goggins in it.
Brief scene.
No, he's in there for a long time.
That's not. No,
he's not.
Not
playing Baby Billy or opposite Danny McBride. He's playing.
Not playing anything
he's
we want to
see. Man who has
his lab coat number two.
Man who has benefactor. Actually, no. There is another game that I'm playing right now.
Yeah, what is it?
Blatro.
Those were just
God bless
words.
You.
It is a roguelike.
Bless you.
Poker game.
Go fuck yourself. You made that shit up.
No, it's great. You should watch playthroughs. It's fucking hilarious. What you
I feel
do
like I'm
going
to end up on a search list trying to type in that name.
Balatro. It's great.
Yeah, look
you should
at me.
Watch RT Games play it because it's fucking... He does this, a seated run because it's a roguelike. And he gets into like the 1.E50 chips.
Uh-huh.
Just... the combos and shit you make in that. I'm not very good because I just started.
Because you suck.
And I don't really know how to play poker.
Get
Jared,
good.
I just learned out what a flush was yesterday.
Good thing I've never been to a casino, but good thing you've never been taken.
I have been. I didn't play the tables because I'm scared.
Sounds about right.
Jared, nothing was more intimidating than going to a casino and seeing a bunch of people just sitting at poker tables or blackjack tables and just playing. I'm like, if I sit there, these people are going to hate me.
Probably. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, I'd like to go. I just want to try blackjack in person.
You know, Jared, we'll go one day.
You guys will go one day.
I'll go with
Mike
you.
Mike has an addictive personality and shouldn't be allowed near a casino.
I honestly...
Probably fair.
When I found out about going to a casino about
I shouldn't
how
be
I
allowed
gambling,
either.
Yeah.
I hate gambling.
I only do pull tabs. It. Give me $100 in a pull tab and I'll be good for the night.
Yeah, I've just never been...
You don't know what a pull tab is? Mm-hmm. Oh, next time we go to a bar, we'll get you a pull tab.
Wouldn't you be pissed if I won a lot of money off of it?
No, because I would have bought them. It would have been my money. You don't have money to just spend frivolously on gambling.
No, I went there and I played a slot machine. I put in $20, watched it go down to zero, went, wow.
So much fun.
And then I was there for another hour because I was with a group of people.
This was the greatest day of my life.
I got a drink and a cannoli.
Jesus. It was like, amazing.
This is me now.
Did you guys happen to hear, because I only found out about it at work, because I don't pay attention to all the news. So, did you see that Boeing had another person
mysteriously
vanished dead?
Yeah, and now 10 more have come out.
God damn. You know, Mike said it before about, like, people aren't even trying to hide anything anymore. Like, this is like, God damn, y'all.
Why wouldn't they do the second?
Yeah, he just drove himself to the spot and blew his head. I mean, who would have thought? Well, this other person.
He just had a disease.
Who would have thought?
Now, if it was coincidental. Now, the first one I 100% believe was a hit job.
Oh,
because
the
fact that the guy says...
Fucking obvious.
I mean, if I was suicidal and a whistleblower, I'd totally tell my family that I wouldn't kill myself and just just a big one last fuck you. That's what I would do. Yeah, no. It'd be funny.
I've also heard the second person even told his wife of, like, if something happens to me.
Yeah, they've all said that.
Was
it
an accident?
Yeah.
Like,
happened.
The hardest I laughed at it, though, honestly, was somebody posted the Goodfellas where everybody's dying.
Yeah,
all the scenes, and I was like, okay, yeah.
I saw that one too.
That was pretty fucking good.
Oh.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
That's right, you would do. Also, there's, you know, like, movie news things. They're making two separate Evil Dead movies. I talked about it in the group, but, it only has me concerned because these weren't movies that were made very often at all. Like it wasn't. You had the remake, and then it was 10 years before we had Evil Dead Rise, and there was, what, like, almost 30 years before we even got the remake Evil Dead movie. Like, it was initially, like, a very, like, niche, like, maybe you can do it, maybe you can't. And now there's just two different directors. The Raimi's like, yeah, sure, you guys can do it, and there's no information. No,
he's just like,
fucking,
you know,
idea
what?
What's going on with it.
Dude, he's like, I gotta pass on this curse to someone else.
But with that, like, yeah, I watched Infested, which anybody who has Amazon Prime, I think it comes with something. It was on my Prime. I don't know if it was with something else I have on it. But it was like 8 out of 10 for, like, a spider horror movie. It was fun. I didn't realize it was foreign as in... Like, no, because when I watch a movie, if there's going to be a subtitled movie, I have to be in a headspace to, like,
pay attention to
what's going on and the subtitles. Otherwise, I'm just zoned.
It was just the widest way you could have said that.
I didn't realize it was foreign. Well, I didn't, because I didn't know anything about this director. It's the only movie that anybody has, like, credits for him on. And everybody's like, no, it was pretty good. So it's curious to see what he's going to do. Watching it myself, like, it had an Evil Dead vibe to it. So, like, yeah, no, I'm kind of curious what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. The other guy, I have no fucking idea.
I got spoiled about Captain America, the next Captain America movie.
Spoil it away, because, like,
I got a big spoiler. And I got it from McDonald's.
It's just going to be a fucking dumb thing.
I got it from McDonald's because Orion got a Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. Spoiler for the new Captain America movie, if you actually care. You know what his toy was? Red Hulk.
Oh, yeah, they've said Red Hulk's going to be in there.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's supposed to be Harrison Ford. We'll see how that actually goes for them, but...
It's been confirmed now. Like, people can say whatever they want.
Did it look like anything, or did they just do, like, a generic...
black pants, shorts, and red.
Okay, well, then, yeah. That's...
Comic books are... comic creators with Red Hulk are cowards. Give Red Hulk a mustache. He deserves a big, bushy mustache like Tom Selleck. Why do they shave the Red Hulk?
I think they
Bushy Hulk 2024 #.
But see, the newer Hulks, not even before MCU was, like, I think it got rid of his mustache a while ago.
Yeah, it's dumb. Bring it back. Give him the mustache.
Anyway, I didn't know they were doing that, so that's
I have seen the leak about, like, oh, the new Falcon, they're replacing Falcon. And it's like, yeah, the comics, the guy took up the mantle of the Falcon, so they're just doing, yeah, they're just doing the same shit.
My
like,
favorite thing
no
is
shit.
That all the Chinese markets, he's wearing, Falcon's wearing his mask so the Chinese people don't know that he's black.
Fucking asshole.
No, it's true.
It's fine.
They even did it with, they did in Black Panther. Every time it was fucking Black Panther, he always
you know
had
what?
His mask on.
That is posters. Honestly something where I'm kind of curious how they're going to adapt Punisher and the things they have coming now,
fuck
since
them.
They're all gung-ho with, you know, things like that. Because you can't show a skull. So bringing back John Bernthal, it's like, are they going to modify that like
no.
they did for the comics,
oh,
or are they just keeping it the way it is and saying, fuck it? I would love for them to just say, fuck it, keep him the way he is, because he was fine. But, like, even the like I said, even the fucking comics changed up the skull because, can't show a skull in certain markets, so we gotta change that. And now it's like a demon face or some shit. But it still kind of looks like a fucking skull, so what was the real point? Are you looking up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was a leak,
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, they're
yeah,
okay.
No.
Keeping them the same.
They're keeping
thanks
the skull.
Fucking God.
Even though they might...
They probably blur it.
There's
it's just digitally blurred in China.
They
it's
might
not even removed.
Because they have the cops who are wearing the Punisher logo.
Oh, yeah.
So in the comics, that does happen. The Punisher changes his logo because he's like, no, you guys shouldn't be doing this. I'm a bastard man. You
which
guys
was
are
in response to all
the cops,
military
you...
and whatnot wearing the skull and be like, we're a stand for freedom. And even the comic writer's like, no, that's not the message you're supposed to take away from that character. No.
It's possible that he'll change his logo, but I don't think he considers it a logo. I think he's just, at least in the MCU, I think it's just a skull to be a skull.
Yeah. Well, season 2 Punisher, they did give him that. They gave it the whole kind of like Batman thing of like seeing the skull brings out the fear, so like they know that if they see that, then it's him, so it works.
Yeah, that's the new Punisher logo.
Yeah, see, that's what. Yeah, they made it like a demon thing.
Oh, that's
great.
I like that one a lot better.
It's not bad.
It's not that I thought it was terrible. It was just one of those things of like a change that was solely because of certain markets.
It's because a bunch of the blue line, thin blue line people are like, we're going to put the Punisher. Which defeats the purpose of the Punisher. Tell me you have no media literacy without telling me you have no media literacy.
Have you seen the controversy on... You probably haven't, because I get it would probably be niche. There was a Batman comic writer who got backlash online for people saying that his artwork might be AI-made.
Yep, no, yeah. I've seen it. Because the Joker didn't have a nipple.
Yeah, people were pointing that, and then the way that the hands and feet went out are drawn, and then... The people who were defending him, though, were, like, in his defense, like, that's just his art style anyway, so it could have just been a choice by him.
This is one of the images that people believe is AI. Which, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the Joker wearing his classic denim jeans.
Just without a nipple.
With one nipple.
One nipple, please. Yes, that was one of them, and then there's the whole, like, Feige saying he doesn't have, like,
so
influence with things, but...
They also fucked up the Catwoman. That's not Catwoman. Who's that?
That's Black Cat.
That's Black Cat.
Yeah.
Like, they really just fucked up.
Wow.
That's just Black Cat.
That's just Black Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why people are like, oh, this clearly just, they just put in Cat.
Yeah.
Cat villain.
Mm-hmm.
And just,
interesting.
I mean, we might as well talk about it so that way we can trend surf.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
The Kendrick Lamar, Drake
beat. I don't know fucking
anything
about it. I've seen the things of, like, he murdered him, but I was like, I don't know anything about it.
So Drake put out a diss track that basically said, hey, Kendrick, you're short. You make bad music. What you gonna do?
So that's why I've seen
things. And Kendrick Lamar came back and said, you're a pedophile. You should die. You should take care of your children. Be an actual father.
Holy shit, okay.
Yeah,
I've seen the things of, like, a little kid coming up making fun and then gets smacked down by a bigger man and people, like, having their names. And I was like, this seems like it's a big thing in the music industry. But, like, I don't know enough about the artists to know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, Drake tried to be the big bad Canadian. And
uh-huh.
Kendrick Lamar's like, don't. And then on the track image... For the album, it's Drake's mansion with all the pedophile alert, like, where it tells you where all the like, 10 of them in his mansion.
That's funny as shit.
Just like...
Oh, there was another really dumb, like, it was comedian versus musician. It was just, like, a dumb, like, goofy whatever. But MGK revealed that he had that big, huge, full-body black tattooing done. Tom Segura then photoshopped his head on MGK's body and made an entirely fake account, fake website, deleted his entire Instagram account with just that one photo. It was like making fun of him for like just how ridiculous the tattoo is. And then apparently got into, and like MGK apparently was mad at him, whatever, but that was a case of like, that was a really dumb one-off pointless joke that you didn't have to do to like just take credit away, whatever, but like just did it anyway.
I mean, honestly, that's the best thing to fuck around with people. Just
compared to everything else Tom has had come out that has gotten him controversy, I'll take that over anything else. But like,
putting too much effort into a singular joke is always funny to me.
Yeah, it took you like to a whole website and everything. It was just an entire shit talking thing.
Like, Jared, like, I'm always for doing things extreme.
Yeah.
Which is why when I was bored and when I drove to New York, I was like, Jerry lives in Pennsylvania. That's not that far. And it's like, be funny if I showed up and he was there.
Yeah, what would you have done if I hadn't have been home that day?
You got subway and left. It
would have been a sad day for me.
Jared, I was knocking on all four walls for like 20 minutes. I'm like, please, for the love of God, be here. And I had no signal, so I couldn't confirm if you were there or not.
You're a special case sometimes.
It was just,
you know?
Like, it was an hour.
Just an hour. It's not that.
We're American. We're Americans of the Midwest. 4 hours is close by.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Jared, that's what you gotta live by now. You know how far away Detroit is?
Yeah.
How far?
4 hours.
No.
More?
No, like 2.5.
Oh, I thought it was 4.
No, it's actually really close.
Good thing I just don't ever want to go.
You say that
my issue.
Until there's something like, I don't know, Corey Taylor meetup in fucking Ferndale.
Oh, there have been plenty of things that have come in, and the, like, the closest they come is Detroit, and just seeing Detroit is a turnoff for me. Because it's never on the outside. It's always like you have to go through the whole of fucking Detroit, and it's on the other side on the outskirt. And like, I don't want to fucking drive through Detroit.
You don't drive through Detroit. You drive around Detroit. So it's cute that you think that you're going to be like, yeah, he technically is on the other side, but you don't drive through Detroit, okay? The only time you drive through Detroit is when you're going to, like, the fucking Tigers or the Lions game. And even then, it takes you a roundabout way, so you actually miss the Detroit you're talking about. You drive around Detroit, my friend.
But according to Michael, what should you do?
Don't go to Detroit. Yeah, stop exactly. Telling people to go to Detroit.
Exactly. Just don't.
And now that it's springtime, we can bring back this thing, right? It's going to be even worse. Stop telling people to go to Detroit. It's not a fun city. It's not a beautiful city. It's on a fucking shitty river, on a shitty lake, right there. And across is the glory land of Canada, okay? Stop telling people to go to Detroit.
Now, what you do is you go to Detroit, and you go across the Peace Bridge, go to Canada, and then go to New York.
Yeah.
Go to Buffalo.
Don't go to Buffalo.
Go to the Canadian Niagara Falls. Don't go to the American side. They got a Rainforest Cafe on the Canadian side.
Yes, they do.
Me and Anthony somehow got on the topic of Osmosis Jones.
Okay.
Hey, Jared, how much about Osmosis Jones do you remember? The movie.
Oh, quite a bit.
Okay, where does that movie take place?
In a man's body.
What man?
I mean, Bill Murray's. I don't remember his character.
Yes, William Murray. Where does William Murray live?
I think he doesn't. They go to Buffalo, but doesn't he live? Does he live in Buffalo or is it outside of Buffalo?
He lives outside of Buffalo. But then Anthony drops. Remember
the Buffalo Wing Fest,
which apparently didn't exist until after this movie.
Yeah,
which is fucking wild.
I know it took him.
Holy shit!
I don't know why it wasn't. That, I always thought
William
it was a thing,
Murray,
you know?
Should always be the Grand Marshal of that parade. He almost died for whatever syntax. Thermobobble gin that he got taken.
It is a Thrax. Which I think is Keith David.
It is Keith David. No.
No, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. And he steals the mitochondria. Whatever he steals.
the regulatory cells. I can't remember.
David Hyde Pierce is in it as Drix.
Oh, yeah, he's Drix.
Yeah. He's got that one guy who's kind of.
I forgot that was looking. David Hyde Pierce. Who plays Osmosis Jones?
Chris Rock.
It is Chris Rock, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Chris Elliott is the guy.
Oh, and don't forget, you know, Kid Rock is in the fucking music club.
Yeah. That guy's in it.
Oh, yeah, he's his best friend.
He's his best friend. Yeah. There was that run of, we're getting kind of winding down here, it seems like, here at the end. And there's that stream of, like, animated movies that shouldn't have been. Shark Tale.
They live in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
A fish tail. Yeah, Shark Tale.
Who goes to Rhode Island with a buffalo?
I mean, it's probably right there.
No.
I mean, for a wing fest for beers, because beers has water in it.
I'd say that's probably like a good 6 hours or something around there.
No. 6 hours in New York City, bud.
No.
Anyways, continue. I will find this out on my phone.
I don't know. I know it's that only a
string
couple
of animated movies that was just should never have been made. Like Will Smith is a talking fish. That was
Shark Tale.
That was a bad movie.
It was a bad movie.
That was a bad
Heather
movie.
Heather thinks it's not a bad movie.
It's such
I don't
a
think
bad...
she's watched Shark Tale.
Okay, so no, she has. Do you know why it's not a bad movie?
Why?
It was a Friday Pizza movie.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic. Mm. We used to watch that one all the time.
She's still wrong. Is it bad?
It's a very bad movie.
It's not a good movie. Bad characters.
It's a like it's also
but
slightly
it's got
racist
Black.
Somehow.
It's also homophobic.
Yes, there's that
oh,
too.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it?
The jellyfish are Jamaican, which is seems culturally appropriated.
Don't
you know it?
The whale wash, yeah.
We casted a Black guy as the main character. We can get away
it's
with it.
It's the whale wash,
we'll just
yeah.
Throw all stereotype
also, like,
things in
against
here.
Italy, Italians.
Oh, for the mafia?
Yeah.
Well, there will come a payday.
Why? That movie has well, so many... The more I think about it, there's so many issues with that movie.
Someday. I looked at the Tsukab Memorial Zoo, which...
Yeah.
In Rhode Island, and it brought me to Taiwan.
That's probably not
when
great.
I
don't think they can drive there.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
There we'll will find come a payday.
Jesus someday, fucking Christ. Someday.
No one
well,
notes to renew.
Pawtucket.
There will come a payday. Going
from Providence, Rhode Island to Buffalo, New York.
Oh.
Maybe I do enjoy pick, that, though. Not going back to Walter Goggins for a minute, that the only
Seven
version
hours.
Of Payday
oh, okay.
that you can find anywhere off. Is his live at Zion Landing, which is fucking amazing, because that is the official Apple version of it, too, on Apple Music. It is so fucking good. I love that man with all my heart. If that man is ever at a con, I'm going to get him to sign so much shit. Just the most random shit that makes no sense.
Oh,
yeah.
I know there was one last thing I was gonna bring
wasp.
Up.
Oh my! I would go specifically buy one for that. I would find the most obscure shit that he's been in and just be like, "What? Oh, we're gonna do a Walter Goggins deep dive, huh?"
Oh, but speaking of actors, that jogged my brain into just the one other thing I was gonna bring up, just because I want to shit on this person. But The Rock, because Dwayne Johnson is man.
Mr. Peanut Bottle Johnson.
Yeah, Mr. Huge fucking ego. Like, god damn. And I only say that because there was the recent news with the Red Notice movie hit with Ryan Reynolds and whatnot. A whole bunch of shit came out about that movie. Of like, yeah, no, he's like the worst piece of shit to work with on a movie. Like,
because he thinks he's right.
Yeah. It's like his fights with Ryan Reynolds were all stupid shit of like his lines are longer than mine or he has more scene on. But this fight can't go that way. He can't kick my ass. That's in my contracts. And it's like you're just like because somebody posted on Twitter about like how do you feel with him going back to wrestling? And I was like.
Thank
wrestling
God.
Is the only fucking outlet he has for how big they've let his ego grow.
Yeah.
Where he can be a heel. Let the ego out and be a fucking dick. That's what you're there for. Past that, he's kind of outstayed his welcome fucking everywhere.
That's true.
Which is going to be curious to see how that works for their whole Fast and Furious fucking shit they got going.
It's a dead, dying franchise anyway.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
What about it?
Walton Goggins in it. He's the deputy.
I fucking forgot he's in there. Okay.
look at this young man.
I forgot he's in there.
God, he's such a good looking man.
Jesus.
Also, just in quick breaking news, we have a Paul Rudd update.
Did he age?
No, but he's going to be playing Pac-Man in the Pac-Man movie in 2025. He's going to.
I knew it was going to.
Why?
Anthony had to set his phone down so he didn't throw it in rage.
Yeah, he had to sit properly.
I also locked my fingers together.
He was getting very serious there for a minute.
I don't know, it just came upon my Twitter.
It
came upon my Twitter.
Hey, I was about to say, at least it's not Chris Pratt again.
Dude, I heard fucking Garfield talk and I wanted to skin myself.
Hey, guys.
It's me.
I like to eat lasagna. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Do you know? Oh, my God. Do you know that Olive Garden is going to run a promotion with the Garfield movie?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because lasagna.
God damn it.
Are we going to Olive Garden to get the lasagna?
I mean, we can go to Olive Garden for other reasons than to get lasagna.
No. But you know what? If I meet Walton Goggins and have an opportunity to sign something, I'm going to buy G.I. Joe Retaliation, which apparently he's in. Oh, my God.
What is he in, though? What is he in?
He plays a deputy.
Fucking
shocker.
Love it.
Again.
He plays a warden. Warden Nigel James.
Amazing.
So,
the fuck?
Sign me up.
Jesus Christ. Damn it, there was a thought I just had. It was on that same
fleeting
note. What?
Fleeting.
Yes.
There's a moth that's just his thoughts.
I'm going to secretly sing the second verse of Payday. I'm going to get over it.
Well, I think that's everything.
Hair work is every day for such bigger pay, but there will come a payday someday.
Son of a bitch.
He's also in Sons of Anarchy.
Is he really?
Yeah, he plays a transvestite.
The title's not clear.
Is that the album when he's... Okay, yeah, but...
Yeah, it's got huge tits, but it's just his face. Yeah. So it's the most, it's the strangest thing you'll ever see is that man, and just it's like an extremely hot woman, but it's just
his
face.
You guys, I have a serious question to end this on, and maybe we can post this to the Twitter's verse and everything. But like, I think Walter Goggins is more attractive than fucking Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
That's a hot take, isn't it?
You see, I think what it
I
is.
I think Walter would take better care of me.
It's also like, kind of like how. Superman Henry Cavill is not as nearly as attractive as Witcher Henry Cavill.
That's very
because
true.
Because he's got that grind.
God, I do love a dirty man.
So I think that's what it is. It's like you know that man is dipped in blood.
He would do me so wrong. I would be so okay with that.
He would break your heart, but not because he did it on purpose and he didn't make it up to you. That's Walter Goggins.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, so you can email us at oddcastmedia@gmail.com. We also have, if you feel like it, you can go over to patreon.com/oddcastman and donate to us there to help support the channel. Also, look at all the sponsors in the link.
Please go support the channel. Jared needs a new laptop.
You can support the sponsors in the link. And at oddcastman on Twitter, and then blotter.cast on TikTok, where we post the stuff.
Yep.
He's in Shanghai Noon.
Is he in Shanghai Noon?
Is he like one of the? Honestly,
has Walter Goggins secretly been in our lives this entire time, and we're just now finding out that he's secretly our stepdaddy?
I gotta find out who were you in Shanghai Noon.
It's been a lot more than I realized because I do see him randomly in things. I'm like, oh shit.
And now that
okay.
I know who he is, I see him more often.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Well, anyway, folks, you all have a good night and stay on.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
He's the bad guy.